The pandemic Thanksgiving is in the books. I hope yours was joyful and safe and small. As you know, public health officials are worried about a post-Thanksgiving spike in coronavirus cases. So those household-only gatherings apply also to this long weekend. Food pantries and soup kitchens get a lot of headlines before Thanksgiving, but they need money and volunteers all the time, especially now with more people in need because of the bad pandemic economy. A conversation with The Mission in Glens Falls on today's Story of the Day.
Story of the Day is supported by Long Run Wealth Advisors, Lake Placid, offering tailored wealth management and retirement solutions. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services. LongRunWealth.com.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Friday, November 27th. First up, the race for New York's 22nd congressional district is still undecided almost a month after Election Day. The district includes a sliver of the southwestern Adirondacks and the southern Tug Hill Plateau. According to Cook Political Report, incumbent Democrat Anthony Brindisi leads Republican Claudia Tenney by, get this, 13 votes. Just 13 votes. Both candidates have sued, and the outcome will likely be determined by a judge. The race has been one of the most expensive in the country. Jillian Forstadt from public radio station WSKG reports.
NY22 has seen the second largest amount of independent spending on any House race in the nation. That's money spent by outside groups not directly affiliated with a campaign. It tends to go to TV ads or flyers. Independent groups across the political spectrum spent a total of nearly $19 million on the race through Election Day. It also received the second most funding from the party campaign committees and their allied super PACs. Robert Boatwright is a political science professor at Clark University. He studies campaign finance and says there are some downsides to funding from big political groups.
A super PAC like Congressional Leadership Fund or House Majority PAC, they're not necessarily going to take the time to really learn about what's unique about that district.
Instead, super PACs spend millions of dollars on generic attack ads. Boatwright says that hurts the candidates.
What's a shame about this kind of money is it really nationalizes these races and drowns out the ability of candidates to really distinguish themselves from their parties.
He says that's especially true this election cycle for Democrats trying to hold on to traditionally Republican districts. Boatwright says to win, Democrats need to show people that they get what the district cares about.
But it's hard to do that when there's millions of dollars of money being spent by the party campaign committees and super PACs. It's just kind of generic attack ads, right? Every Democrat all around the country had to defend themselves against wanting to defund the police, right? Or wanting to open up the border.
Brindisi and Tenney are competing for a razor-thin margin of votes. The race will be decided by a Supreme Court judge in Oswego County. In Binghamton, I'm Jillian Forstadt for North Country Public Radio.
The pandemic stretches on and COVID-19 cases rise again, more people are out of work and need help feeding themselves and their families. Agencies are reminding people to remember food pantries and soup kitchens for donations and volunteering, and not just around holiday time. Every year, the Open Door Mission in Glens Falls usually hosts a sit-down Thanksgiving feast with all the trimmings just before the holiday. But this year, due to coronavirus restrictions, the soup kitchen invited two guests inside at a time to order a to-go plate. Kim Cook, Open Door's president and CEO, says they served more than 100 meals.
We wanted to do more than just them picking up a bag at our front door, like happens most days for the meal. So we let them come into the dining room and they went through the serving line and we served a plate that when it was put into a to-go container. And then they were able to go and pick their pie and they got a little goodie bag of candy. And it just gave us a little more time for the staff to greet people and to connect with them.
And why was that important for you to have them, you know, come in, to have, you know, guests come in despite, you know, COVID and stuff?
Well, you know, this has been hard for everybody. We've lost connections with people. And even when we're face to face with them, we have masks on. But if we have family and coworkers, we're connecting with them on a daily basis. But many of our guests have no one. And so that relationship that we have with them at the soup kitchen and at our mission is just so important to them for their mental health and their emotional well-being. And we wanted to make sure that Thanksgiving was a special time for them and that they got some of that connection.
I understand that you're having a hard time, not just at this time of year, but the whole time since the pandemic started, with having enough volunteers.
We are definitely low on volunteers. Many of the people that help us, you know, when things are normal are senior citizens, and many of them are high risk and they've had to pull back. So thankfully some have stepped in and really given us more hours than they normally do. But there are times that we're wondering how it's all going to get done with the staff that we have there.
At this time of the year, you know, there's a lot of attention on, you know, soup kitchens and food pantries because of Thanksgiving and the holidays. But I always like to ask, what's the message you want to spread about the other time? What do you want to tell people about other times of the year when, you know, the attention is not there?
Yeah, you know, thank you for asking that, because we do get a lot of food donations this time of year. And honestly, we have to take as much as we can to get us through to Easter. And then we hope we get enough to get us through the summer. And then summer is a little bit bare at times. And the people who really are in need, need food throughout the year. And so, you know, if people can't help now, just keep us in mind in a month or two. And, you know, every time they're at the grocery store, if they put something in their cart and just save it up and bring us a bag every month or two, that would be so helpful.
Kim Cook is the president and CEO of Open Door Mission, a soup kitchen, food pantry, and shelter in Glens Falls. Cook says the organization is training a new crop of volunteers soon, and you can sign up to be a part of their orientation at their website, and you can find that link to their website on our website, ncpr.org. We have more news there all the time and through the weekend. That's ncpr.org. Music today by Martha Gallagher of Keene and Tae Chung of Lake Placid. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.